We are starting with Sechtes Rosh Hashanah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah starts as follows. Abo Rosh Hashanim Heim. There are four Rosh Hashanim in the year. That means different halachas have different times of the year when their year starts. So there's four different Rosh Hashanim. And we'll explain them. Be'echad Benissin. Reish Chodesh Nissan is Reish Hashanah leMelachim veLergolim. This is the Reish Hashanah, this is the beginning of the year for Melachim, for kings. VeLergolim and for Yamim Tovim. So let us see in Rashi exactly what this means. Abo Rosh Hashanim, so Rashi says, leMelachim regilim hoyu limnois zman shtoriseyem lishnois hamelech mishono sha'omad bo hamelech. When they used to write in the shtoris, in the documents, they used to write that this is the fifth year of the king, the sixth year of the king. Kidamrinim b'meseches gitten mishum sholem malchus. The purpose of this was a covet for the melech, that our documents are written, we reckon when he became king, and this is the fifth year, the sixth year that he is king, etc. V'kabu chachamim echot benissin l'tchila shnosai. The chachamim said that when it comes, the first Rosh Chodesh Nissan, so we consider like a new year is starting. V'afilu omad b'shvat oy ba'oda. Afilu, this king first became king, Shvat or other, is only a king a month, or even less than a month. Kol so shnosoi mishehigia nisin, so as soon as it becomes Rosh Chodesh Nisin, we say that year ends, v'yaschilu limnois loishone shniyim. So from Rosh Chodesh Nisin, we say that this is the second year of the king. Why we do this, we'll see in the Gemara. The Lirgolim, it is a Rosh Hashanah for Yomim Tovim, the Baal Meforish B'Gemara, the Baal we don't know Pshat in this. Let's continue the Mishnah. Be'echad Be'elul, the Rosh Chodesh Elul, Rosh Hashanah Le'Maiser Behemah. Legabi Maiser Behemah, the Rosh Hashanah begins Rosh Chodesh Elul, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon Omrim Be'echad B'Tishrei, it begins Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah. Now what does this mean exactly? So Rashi says, L'maiser Behemah, She'ein Masrim Min HaNeilodim B'Shoneh Zu Al HaNeilodim B'Chavotah. First of all, let us understand, what is the din of Maiser Behemah? Maiser Behemah is that they used to bring the behemoths into a corral, into an enclosed area. They used to have a small opening, a small door, and the behemoths used to start going out from this enclosed area. And every tenth behemoth, they made a siman on the behemoth, and this was maisa behemoth that they were makriv for a kol. So Rashi says, She'ein ma'asrim min ha'neilodim b'shona zu al ha'neilodim b'chavotem. One is not mafrish ma'iser from the behemoths which were born in year Tavshin Nun Gimel, but to the year Tavshin Nun Dalet. That means that if they were born in a different year, you don't put them together in one corral to be mafrish ma'iser behemoth one on the other. So first of all, Rashi says, how do we know this? D'chsiv aser ta'aser, es kol tvua zarecha yoytzei hasode shone shone. So by Maiser it says, shone shone, that each year you should be mafrish Maiser from the things that grew or that were born in that year. V'omar mal bebechoyres beperik Maiser beheime, b'shtei Maisreis akosuv medaber. The Pasuk is speaking about what is the Kefal Lashon, the double Lashon, Aser, Te'aser. So it is speaking about two types of Maisres. Echad Maiser Behemah, ve'echad Maiser Dogim, the Maiser that was taken from Behemis, the Meiser of Dogon, and each Meiser, the Torah says, it has to be taken Shana Shana. The behemoth of this year, you mafresh one on the other, and the behemoth from the next year, you mafresh one on the other. So by Meiser behemoth, we have already a machlokes tanoim. If the year starts from Elul, that is according to the Tanakhama Rab Meir, and Rab Elazar Rab Shimon hold that the year starts from Echad B'Tishrei. Be'echad B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Shonim. The Rosh Hashanah of Shonim starts Echad B'Tishrei. What this is exactly, Rashi says, L'Shonim Meforish B'Gmore. Also, Echad B'Tishrei is also a Rosh Hashanah for other halachas. Ule Shmitim, Ule Yoivleis. For Shmiteh and Yoivl, also the year starts Echad B'Tishrei. What does this mean? So Rashi says, L'Shmitim Ule Yoivleis, Mishenichnas Tishrei. As soon as it becomes Tishrei, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, also, lachroish v'lizroya min ha-toyre. Now, we know in Shemitah and in Yovel, there's an Isser Harisha, one is not permitted to plow, one is not permitted to plant in Shemitah. So Rashi says the Isser min ha-toyre starts from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. That is what Rashi says. So Rashi's Loshen is very unclear. Rashi says, min ha-toyre, it starts from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So it seems, midarabonon, there's a different zman. But the Mishnah is speaking about min ha-toyre. So the Turi Evan says, so mistome Rashi means to say, because the Gemara will say later, that midarabonon, one is not permitted to plow a stay lovon, a field that you grow tvua in it from the Nissen before Shemitah. You're not allowed to plow a stay ha'ilon from Shmuis. So Rashi l'chayre means to say that how could the Mishnah say that Hilchis Shemitah start Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? It is not true. 6 months before it starts already. 6 months before you're not allowed to plow. Or 1 month before, or from Shmuis. From Shmuis you're not allowed to plow. So Rashi is coming to say that is not min ha-toyre. That is midarabonon. Midarabonon, one is not permitted to plow before. But min ha-toyre, it starts Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. But the Turi Evan blives by Akasha and Rashi, because the Gemara will say later, there's a din toisvish shviyas min ha-toyre. That means from Rosh Chodesh Elul, you're not allowed to plow min ha-toyre. We learned this out from Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So then, Bemisin is L'chayret Zakasha on the Mishnah also. The Mishnah says that Be'echot B'tishchei Rosh Hashanah L'shmitim, and L'chayret Min HaTorah, you're not allowed to plant, you're not allowed to plow from Echot Be'elo. So if the Mishnah is speaking about Hilches Harisha, the way Rashi says, if the Mishnah is speaking about plowing, one is not permitted to plow from Rosh Chodesh Elul Min HaTorah. That's the Turi Evans, Kasha, and Rashi. If Rashi says we're speaking about Hilches Harisha starts a month before Min HaTorah and 6 months before Midarabonim. But let us go further. Be'echot B'Tishrei is also Rosh Hashanah L'Netiye V'Liyerokes. Now what does this mean? L'Netiye, so Rashi says that L'Minyan Shnei Olam. To start counting, we know that a tree, after the first 3 years, the fruits that grow on the tree are ola. Afterwards, the next year it's revai, and those peiros one is permitted to eat in Yerushalayim. And the 5th year, there's no problem whatsoever. So how does one start counting the 3 years of ola? So the Mishnah says, L'netiye, L'minyan, Shnei Ola. When you start counting the years of Ola, so the year starts Echad B'Tishrei. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, V'afilu noto be'ov. Afilu, he planted a tree in Chodesh Ov. is kol sashnasa harishayna l'sayf elo. So we consider that the first year ended with the end of Elul, and Rosh Chodesh Tishrei starts the second year. So that is what the Mishnah is telling us, l'netiyah, that we can consider that this is already the second year, l'gabe hilchas Olah, from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. U'bekulu mefarish time b'gemara. Why you say such a thing? There are limudim in the Gemara. B'liyirakis. Also, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for vegetables. L'yirakis, what does this mean? So Rashi says, L'maiser yerek, that the halacha of being mavrish maiser, of taking off a tenth, and yirakis. What does that mean? What is the Rosh Hashanah l'gabi yirakis? She'ein termin u'maisrin min ha'nilkat lifnei Rosh Hashanah al shel achar Rosh Hashanah. You had vegetables growing. So the vegetables which were growing before Rosh Hashanah and were picked before Rosh Hashanah by Yiraki Shigobos of the Lakita, and the vegetables which were picked after Rosh Hashanah, so they're considered these are two different years, and you cannot be mafrish min hayoshon ala chodosh, you cannot be mafrish maiser from that which was picked in the previous year and that which was picked in the next year. That, and so that is all the halachis which are negeya echad betishrei. Be'echad b'shvat, reish chodesh shvat, reish hashone le'ilon. That is the fourth Rosh Hashanah, and this is a Rosh Hashanah legabi ilonais, kedivrei beishamai, this is shitas beishamai, beisilul oimrim bachamisha oso boy. So Rashi explains, what does this mean? Le'ilon le'inyin maiser. This is also speaking about afroshes maiser, she'ein masrin peiris ha'ilon, Shechontu koidem shvat al shechontu la'achar shvat. Shebeilon hoilech achar hanote begmore meforish maishno shvat. By peiris that grow on a tree, you what determines that it goes according to the previous year, or what determines does it go according to the next year? So there, the hanote is the criteria. Chanote means that there is a stage in the fruit that it's higia la'oinis ha'maisris. There's a certain, each fruit has a different stage where it is considered that it was nigmar, it was complete legabi oinis ha'maisris. It has a shem peiri that one can give maisris on it. So a peiri that was completed, that came to this stage before Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and a peiri that came to this stage after Rosh Chodesh Shvat, even though they were not picked, they're still growing on the tree, they're considered they grew in two separate years, according to Beis Shammai. So a peiri that was nechnat before Rosh Chodesh Shvat, the maaser is on the previous year. The peiri that was nechnat after Rosh Chodesh Shvat is on the coming year. And according to Beis Hillel, this is Chamisha Osa B'Shvat. And again, Bigmar Meforish Maishna Shvat. So the Mishnah really is telling us in a condensed form a lot of halachis. We don't know the reasons for them yet, but that is Bekitza, what the Mishnah is telling us, that there are four different Rosh Hashanim, legabi different halachis. Let us see Taisvis. Albo Rosh Hashanim Hain. There are four Rosh Hashanim. So Taisvah says, B'chol duchti toni hein. Whenever you have a minyan, wherever you're saying there's a certain amount of articles or halachis, you usually mention hein. K'da'ashkech in hoche, arbo Rosh Hashanim hein. V'perik basre de shvuis, arbo shomrim hein. There are four shomrim. Per kama dechulim, gimel pegimes hein, beperk ein mamidim, gimel yenois hein, beperik kol atzlomim, gimel botim hein, gimel avonim hein, gimel elonis hein. So Memele, Taisus just went through half of Shas, showing us that when the Mishnah says a minyan, a certain number of articles or halachas, so usually the Mishnah ends with ein. There are four or three, yainais, pkimais, etc. But Taisus found one place in Shas that this is not so. Avol bereish babekametnan, in the first Mishnah babekame, we learned arbo ovois nezokim. There are four ovois nezokim, hasher, abo, vamava, vahever, v'loi toni hein. And there it doesn't say hein. So Taisus has a problem. Why is babekame, the abo ovois nezokim, different than all the other cases where it says hein? So Taisva says, Mishum dekoi abasrei, because there the Mishnah wants to continue. It's not a complete statement. It's a beginning of a statement. Klaima, arbo oves nezikin halolu loiroi ze keroi ze. The Tana wants to tell us that the Dalit oves nezikin, one cannot learn out one from the other. You cannot learn out the mazik of Shur from the mazik of Bur, etc. You can't learn out one from the other. So the Mishnah isn't telling us a straight fact. The Mishnah wants to tell us you can't learn out one from the other. So therefore it doesn't stop by saying Hain. In all the other cases, the Mishnah is telling us a complete statement. There are four Rosh Hashanim, so when the Mishnah is telling us a complete statement, it usually ends with the word Haim. The Teidan, Taisa says, I'll prove to you that that is the reason why it doesn't say there Haim. The Bigmore b'minyone derabchiye v'raboyishiye toni Haim. There's a Bereise in Mesechtes Babekame, Raboyishiye says there's 13 Oveis Nezikin. Rabchiya says there's 24 Oveis Nezikin. And there, they don't want to tell you you can't learn out one from the other. They just want to tell you a minyan, a certain schum. So there, Atakya says, Yud Gimel Oveis Hain, Chav Dalet Oveis Hain. There, Atakya says, Hain. Limlochim. Peirish Bekunteris, Rashi says, the reason that we... the shtaris, the documents, were written with the they mentioned as the date. It did not mention the date of Briyas HaOlam. They mentioned the date that this is so many years to this and this melech. So Rashi says, Mishum Sholem Malchus. Al Sholem Malchus. That Lecheires of Pshat and Sholem Malchus is that the melech should realize that the people under his jurisdiction appreciate his malchus, and our official documents, our choshevid documents, are dated according to his malchus. That's machshev, the malchus of the melech, and that brings about shalom malchus. That is why the shtaris are written according to they are dated according to the years how many years the king was ruled over the country. So Taisva says, Ve'enoi, I wish to disagree with you, that is not the reason why we write the Zman of the Malchus HaMelech and the Shtar. It is not because Shalom Malchus. The Hocho LeMalche Yisrael Komairi. The Mishnah that says, Be'echod B'nissen is Rosh Hashanah LeMelechim, is speaking about a Yiddish Melech. A Yiddish Melech, you don't need Shalom Malchus. The Musig of Shalom Malchus, Taisus says, Rashi brought down a Gemara in Gittin, Taisus will bring again the Gemara in Gittin, explain the Gemara in Gittin. Shalom Malchus is not by a Melech Yisrael. Shalom Malchus is when Yidden are in Golis, and they're under a Goyish king is ruling over them. So there, in order to create a matzav of shalom, a matzav of harmony, so there the Yidden wrote their shtoris according to the years that he was king, how many years he was king. This is the third year, the fourth year, etc. But by Malchei Yisrael, there's no Indian of shalom Malchus. And the Mishnah is speaking about Malchei Yisrael. Now, Taisva says, Rashi brought down a Gemara that we write the Zman because of Shalom Malchus. So Rashi brought down a Gemara in Gittin. So Tosfos says that is true, but Rashi is mixing up two inyonim. That Gemara is speaking about Gittin, and our Gemara is speaking about Shtoris. What is the difference? We'll see in a minute. V'davke gabe Gittin omrin en hochim perik hazoirik. By Gittin, the Gemara says that if when Yidden are in Golis, they have to write the get according to the Zman of the Melech that is ruling them at the present time. Omar Ule, mipnei matikun malchus begitten, matiknu malchus begitten, why were they misakin malchus begitten, mishum sholem malchus, because of sholem malchus, by gitten. Begabi gitten psulin vadai, and by a get, if a person will write a get, that means, for example, he's living in Bavel, and there's a ruler in Bavel, there's a king, let's say, in Bavel, and he's going to write the get, not according to the years that the king of Bavel was king. No, he's going to say, this is the fifth year of the Greek kingdom, Malchus Yavon, or Malchus Eino Hegenes, that's Malchus Roimi. So there the Mishnah says, if he's living in Bavel, and he'll write in the get a Zman of a different Malchus, that's Apostle a get. V'gabi gitin psulim. By get, the get is Apostle, vadai, afilu Malchus she'eino hegenes, Malchus, this is some agrais, Malchus modai v'yovam. Avo masnissen, we'll come back to this one second. Avo masnissen, the hoche peirish l'shtoris. Our Mishnah is speaking about shtoris, about a shtar halvo, about documents if you want an IOU, if you're borrowing money from someone. The Mishnah is speaking about shtoris. The Gemara that Rashi brought is speaking about Gittin. And they have two distinct halachas. Perikame davoidezore omrinon, the begoyla, when Yidnar in Golis, ein moinin elo lemalche yovon bilvad. The Gemara says in Avodizore that when Yidnar in Golis, that means when Yidn are living in Bavel, the shtar they write is malche yovon. You're in Bavel and the shtar you write according how many years it is to the malche yovon. So Tosfos is asking a moiridike kasha on Rashi. Rashi brought down a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin says the reason why we write according to the Zman is according to the Malchus is al Shalom Malchus. So Tosfos says, let us understand that Gemara. That Gemara says distinctly that if you are living in Bavel, Mishum Sholem Malchus, you have to write the Zman that the king of Bavel was ruling, how many years he has been ruling. If you'll write in Bavel a Zman of another kingdom, it's Apostle Eget. That's the translation of Sholem Malchus. Al Sholem Malchus, you have to recognize the monarch that you are living under, and you have to write according to the years of his Malchus. That's the Gemara of Sholem Malchus. Now, the Gemara says, by Shtoris, the halacha is, you're living in Bavel, and you write the Shtar according to Malchus Yavon. So, let's forget about Rashi 1 minute. Let us just see these two Gemaras. One Gemara says you're living in Bavel and you can write the Zman of Malchus Yavon. And the other Gemara says if you write the Zman of Malchus Yavon, it's Apostle Eget. So would we ask a stira between these two Gemaras? Because it's no stira whatsoever. There's no contradiction. The Gemara that says Malchus Yavon is no good is speaking about Eget. Malchus Begitten. That's speaking about Eget. The Gemara in Avodizore that says the Begoyla in Moinen Elo Lemalcha Yoven is speaking about Shtoris. So the two Gemaras are not, there's no problem between the two Gemaras. The problem is Rashi, because our Mishnah is speaking about Shtoris, and Rashi says that the reason you have to write this man of the Shneis HaMelech because of Shalom Malchus, and Rashi brings the Gemara in Gittin. And Taisus proves that the whole Inyan of Shalom Malchus is only applicable by a get and not by Shtoris. So that's Taisus Vale has two kashas. One kasha, since our Mishnah is speaking about Malche Yisrael, Bechlau, there's no Inyan, there's no Tzorech of Shalom Malchus. The Musig of Shalom Malchus is only if we're underneath a Goyish Melech. We're in Golis. That's number one. Number two, Taisvis asks that the whole Musig of Shalom Malchus is only by Gittin, not by Shtoris. And we're speaking about Shtoris. Umaskin and Amihostim, and the Gemara also says in Avodah Zarah, the Lemlochim Dahochi, Lemalche Yisrael. There the Gemara says, the way Taisus mentioned in the beginning, that our Mishnah is not speaking about Malche Akum. It's not speaking about when Yidin are in Golis. It's speaking about Malche Yisrael. V'chein amrinen lekamon bigbore, leishonu elo lemalche Yisrael, avol malche umeisa oilo mitishchei manina. The Gemara says later, that Tawad says, Rosh Hashanah Limlochim is speaking about Malche Yisrael. By when Yidin are in Golis, so you start counting the years of the king from Tishrei. So therefore, Taisvis vehemently disagrees with Rashi that our Gemara has no Shaychis at all with Shalom Malchus. Our Gemara is speaking about Malche Yisrael. But now there's only a Ore, but why aren't we afraid of Shalom Malchus? Why by Shtoris aren't we afraid of Shalom Malchus? Bitzorich leforish den tzorich Shalom Malchus elo beget isha. Lefi shehu dover godel il milse de chashivis. Lefi shal yedei get muteres lechol odom v'choshiv mishal Shtoris. So Taisvis explains the two gemoras as follows. A get Be'enei HaMelech, in the eyes of the monarch, is a choshev thing. You are separating a wife from a husband. Through the get, she's mutter to marry everyone. The Malchus understands that this is a big accomplishment, and therefore it's a covet for them if the get will be written according to the Shneis HaMelech, and there will be friction if it won't be written according to the Shneis HaMelech. Be written according to the years of a different melech. So therefore, that is the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara says, "Meiv natiknu malchus begittin mishum shalom malchus." But that does not have any connection at all with shtoris. Shtoris are not so choshuv be'enei hamalchus. So therefore, there's no inyan bechlal of shalom malchus. Therefore, you could be in bubble and write according meinin lemalchus yovam. And that's why there was no takon of Shalom Malchus by Shtoris, and the while our Mishnah has no shaychus at all with the musig of Shalom Malchus. By Malchus Yisrael, you write according to the Malchus Yisrael. By Malchus Yumasoylam, if you want, you can write according to the Malchus Yumasoylam. There's different zmanim, but the reason is not Shalom Malchus. Zok the Gemara. We heard in the Mishnah Limlochim that the first day of Chodesh Nissan is Rosh Hashanah Limlochim. That means that Rashi had explained in the Mishnah, he became a king, Rosh Chodesh Adar, and as soon as it becomes Rosh Chodesh Nissan, he gets a new year. So the Gemara asks, Lemai Hilchasa, why did they make such a halacha? Why should you say such a thing? Logically, if you're counting according to the Shneis HaMelech, so you should, whenever he became king in the Shvat, so next Shvat is his second year. Why should you make such a takone that whenever he became king, as soon as it becomes Nisan, it's a new year? So the Gemara is asking a very logical kasha. Lamai Hilchis, so let us see Rashi, Kloimal. Lama hukva yoy miyuchid leminyan hamlochim. Why did they make a special day to say in this day, this day starts a new year? Eima sha'al kol melech u melech taschil shnosay miyoyim sha'amad boy. Each king, when he becomes king, So you count a year, and then it starts the second year. Why did they make such a takana? Omar Rav Chisda Lishtorois, Disnan Shitrei Choyv Amukdomim Psulim Vahamu Uchorim Ksheirim. Now we have a little complicated Gemara with a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Let us see Rashi. Lishtoris, what did the Gemara answer? Lishtoris. The reason they made this takone that the year starts by the year starts Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the reason was lahavchin, that one should be able to figure out eize shtar choyv mugdem lemilve ve'eize mu'uchel, to figure out which shtar was written before the halva was made and which shtar was written after the halva was made. This is unclear. We have to go a little further and then we'll understand exactly what Rashi is saying. This nan b'mesecha shviyas. We learned the mesecha shviyas as follows. Shitrei choyv hamukdomim psulim. Now, before we learn this Rashi, let us just say one simple halacha. The halacha is, if Reuven borrows money from Shimon, so he borrowed money Rosh Chodesh Adar. So the halacha is, not only does Shimon owe him the money, but his possessions, his karkois, are mishubid to the malveh. That means that if Reuven owned a property, Reuven possessed a property, Rosh Chodesh Adar, and he borrowed $100. So the halacha is, he has to pay up Rosh Chodesh Nissan, it's the 30-day halva. He comes to him, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, so he tells him, listen, I lent you $100, give me $100. So Shimon says, Ainli, I don't have any money. So the malva says, fine, you don't have any money. So then the halach is, I can mun from your property. Your property is mishubid. Your property is responsible to pay your chayvis. So memela, since you had property, Rosh Chodesh Adar, so memela, I can mun from your property. Which that is a poshet to halach. So Shimon will tell Reuven, I sold it. I sold my property. Beis Ador. I sold it. I don't have anything. I don't have any property. I don't have any money. So the halacha is, so the malva tells Shimon, that's also no problem. Just, I'll go to the kuchis. Whoever bought your property had no right to buy your property. He knew that I was relying on this property to get my $100 choy. There was a shtar. Everyone knows about a shtar. There's a curl when one writes a shtar. So everyone knew that you owe $100. Everyone knew that this property is mishubit to pay for your chayv of $100. What right did he have to buy it? He bought it. That's his tough luck. Now I can go in mum from Shimon. I can mum from the lekuchas from Levi. That is the halacha. So the halacha is, if someone purchased a property after the Leive borrowed money, so this property is mishubit to the Malve. The Malve can go to the Lekuches and take away this property. He is a priority to take this property because he had lent money when the property still belonged to the Leive. He can go to the Lekuches and take this property. That is only if the Leive possessed this property, Rosh Chodesh Adar. But what will be if the Leive had a property, Rosh Chodesh Shvat? That was a month before the Halva. And the Leive is going to go and sell the property, Rosh Chodesh Shvat. What comes Rosh Chodesh Adar when he borrowed 100,000, he doesn't have any property to his name. So now the Malva will come to the Lekuchas and say, you know, this property once belonged to the Leive. He says, yeah, it once belonged to him, but you have no Shaykhs to it. Because when you lent the money, it wasn't his anymore. You have no right to mun from this kalke. These are halachis pshutas. So now let us just take one more, let's go a step further. What will be if a person will lend money Reuven will lend money to Shimon Reish Chodesh Adar, and they'll tell Shimon, listen, and let's make the, why should we write the date Reish Chodesh Adar? Let's make Reish Chodesh Shvat today. What's going to run? Let's make Reish Chodesh Shvat today. So Memela, so what is this? This is called Ashtar Mugdim. That means that the date was written a month before the Halvor. So Lagabi, the live, it doesn't make any difference then you make a month before, it doesn't matter. But it makes a tremendous difference to the Lakuchet. You have now a document that says that there was Halvor, Reish Chodesh Shvat. So now the Lakuchet are in hot water. You'll be able to run from the Lakuchet. So that is called Ashtar Mugdim. Now let us see Rashi. Shitrei Choy HaMugdomim Psulim. If a person has a Shtar Mugdim, that means that the Shtar was written with an earlier date. The date that is on the Shtar was a date before this man Halvor. It's a Posel Shtar. Why is it Posel? We'll see what Posel means. Lefi Sherotza Litroif Lekuchois Shalakhu Sada Min Haloive, because let's not be naive. Because the reason he wrote a earlier date, because he wants the man from the Lekuches. Shalakhu Sada Min Haloive, the Lekuches purchased a field from the Loive, Mizman Shabishtar. This man he wrote is including already this man when Yenna bought the Kalka from the Loive. And he has no right at all to do this. He sold his property before he ever borrowed the money. And the shtar, it says that the halvo was a month before, 2 months before. So that's poshet. He cannot use the shtar. He cannot use the shtar to mon from the lekuchais. That bought the property before the halva. But Chazal went further than this. Lefikach konsuhu miligvais bay. But Chazal said that for doing such a thing, for making a shtar, which this shtar is a tool that can steal from the lekuches, will show you. Not only can you not use the shtar to mon from shvat, you can't use the shtar to mon from the zman halva also. We passel the shtar. That means even though you had a karke reish chodesh adar, and even though me'iker adin you could mon from the lekuches from reish chodesh adar and weiter, we passel the shtar period. You won't mon from any lekuches. That's a knas. So Bishtar Mechabakot Mulafikoch Kansuhu, they cancelled the Malve Miligvois boy. He can't be Gaiva from the Lakuches. Bloyitraif Afilu Misman Ha Milve. He cannot mon Afilu from Odo. The Aina Elo Kimilva Alpe Shaina Gaiva Minamishabodim. So the maila that a shtar has, that you could always be goive from the lekuches, is not applicable by a shtar choiv that's mugdim. That's the first halach in the Mishnah. Shitrei choiv hamugdomim psulim. They passel the shtar, you cannot mon even from other and further. Now what shaychus does this have to our sugya? So now Rashi is going to tell us a whole scenario. V'imuloi kavu yoim litchilas shleis hamelach. If there would not be a set day when we assume that it's starting a new year for the king. Elo. Kol melech umelech lefi yoim she'omad. And each king has his different Rosh Hashanah. This king became a king of, so his Rosh Hashanah is Yud Beis of. The other one became a king Tammuz. Each one will have his own Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi says that then we can run into a lot of problems. Ein lahavchin im hashtar mugdim oy meucher. So then we will not be able to figure out. We can have a shtar in front of us. We can have facts in front of us, and we will be unable to figure out if it's a kosher shtar or a posel shtar. Kigoin. Now Rashi relates of a, Rashi makes a case. Im kasuv boy bekislev bishana shlishis lava plaini mi plaini mone. It says in the shtar that the month of Kislev, Ashchaydish Kislev, this is the third year to this and this king. Reuven borrowed from Shimon a certain amount of money. Va'edim amru, and the edim come now to Bezdin, and they tell us as follows: Kishechasamnu boy, when we signed this document, loy ra'inu shehelvo. We did not see that Shimon lent him $100. We did not see that. No, if you didn't see that, why did you write such a document? The Leiva told us, write such a document. Shani Chayev Leploini Mone. He's telling us he owes him a money. Ka'isa Sheshaninu Kaisvin Shtale Leiva Afa Pishain Malva Imay. There's a Mishnah that one can write a shtal for a Leiva. The Leiva is telling us that he owes money. So that we have a Klali Dos Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. We believe him. We trust him. So you can write a shtar, even though you don't see any transaction, you don't see a halva, you can write such a shtar. But we're ignorant of one fact. So we wrote the shtar. We wrote the shtar, Reish Chodesh Kislev. Ve'ein onu yaidim, but we do not know im hilvo kaidim lachein, if he lent him money take before. Maybe he lent him money in Tammuz, the Tammuz before. Or Yacha came, or maybe he lent him later money. We don't know exactly when Lamaisi lent him money. Avoreinu, we do know one thing. Sheilvohu mone betamuz bishono shlishis lamelach ploini. That means we're speaking about, let's make this a little realistic. Let's say the shtar came up 20 years after it was written. We have the Edom. The Edom have to recall what happened 20 years ago. So they tell Bezdin as follows. They tell Bezdin, two facts we can tell you clearly. We can tell you that we chasmid on the shtar, v'shchaydish kislev. We can also tell you that we were there, bishas, he lent him money. He did not lend him money, v'shchaydish kislev. He lent him money, v'shchaydish tamud. That we know, that we remember. So we know two things. The halva was Tammuz, the shtar was written in Kislev. Now, Rashi says, Bim ein adayonim yoidim be'eze chodesh omad hamelech. Now, if there would not be a set Rosh Hashanah for each melech has his own Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Dayanim do not remember when this king became king, if he came king, if he became king between Tammuz and Kislev, or he became king between Kislev and Tammuz. Now, v'im'ein ha-dayonim yoidim be'ezah chodesh omad ha-melech, ein la-havchin, so then they don't know, im Tammuz koidim le-Kislev, if Tammuz, we know the halva was in Tammuz, we know the shtar was written in Kislev. But there's one thing we don't know. Was Tammuz before Kislev or Kislev was before Tammuz? There weren't history books written. Who remembers when any king became king? And they don't know, in Bezdin, they don't know when he became king. So ein la havkin, but we do know two things. We know that the shtar was written the third year of the king Chodesh Kislev. We know that the halvah was the third year of the king Chodesh Tammuz. But ein lahavchim, I don't know im Tammuz koidim le Kislev. If Tammuz is before Kislev, im Kislev koidim le Tammuz. If Kislev is before Tammuz, and now Rashi explains. Im shnosoi mascheles ben Tammuz le Kislev. If the king became king between Tammuz and Kislev, that means that let's say he became king Rosh Chodesh Av. So Rosh Chodesh Av, so the third year started Rosh Chodesh Av. Kislev was Rosh Chodesh, the Kislev was the third year, and Tammuz was also the third year. So if we're speaking about Nimtza, Kislev Koidom le Tammuz, If he became king Chodesh Av, so then it's 100% Pasul Shtar. So the Shtar was written in Kislev, the Halvo was the Tammuz later, so it's a Pasul Shtar, the Shtar Mugdemu. Vim Omad ben Kislev le Tammuz, but what is if the king became king after Kislev? He became king, let's say, in Tevis. So Memele, so if he became king in Tevis, so then Shelachav Nimsa Tammuz Koidim le Kislev. So now it comes out that Tammuz was before Kislev, so this is a very kosher shtar. The Halvor was in Tammuz, and the shtar was written in Kislev. Is Tammuz Koidim le Kislev b'chol shnois of a shtar b'uchu? So the shtar was written in a later zman, after the Halvor. So there could be such a dilemma. That means, since we write the shtoris according to the Shnois HaMelech, and since it is very possible that the Dayonim should not recall when he became Melech, exactly which month he became Melech, so if you'll have such a situation that the shtar was written in Kislev, and the Halvor was in Tammuz, I would not know if it's a kosher shtar or a posel shtar. But now, since Chazal said that each year Nisan starts a new year for the king, but since Chazal made a takone that we assume that every Rosh Chodesh Nisan starts a new year of the king, so now I have a clear-cut halacha that the year starts from Nisan, so in such a case, if I know that the Halvor was in Tammuz of the third year, and the Shtar was written in Kislev of the third year, so I know that this is a kosher Shtar. That is how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Tosfos. L'shtarais disnan shitrei choiv amugdomin. Perish bekuntris, so Rashi says, She'im loy kavu yoim litchilas shnas hamelach, if they would not bashtim a specific day that this starts the shnas hamelach, ela lechol melech lefi ma she'omat, the each melech, his Rosh Hashanah would be according to when he became melech, pa'omim she'ein lahavchim, so there could be situations that Bezdin would not know what to do. Kigoin. Im kosov boy be Kislev b'shono shlishis. If the shtar was written, Kislev, the third year of the king. Ulbo eidim v'omru, and the eidim came, and they said, kishechosam. No, when we chasmed on the shtar, lo reinu shelvo, we did not see that he lent him the money. Ela haloi v'omalonu chismu, the loiva told us, please write the shtar. In Kaisa Shashaninu Kaisvim Shtal Loiva Afa Pisha Aina Malvi Imoy, one is permitted to write a shtar for the loiva, even though the malva isn't there. If the loiva is telling us write a shtar that you're 100 dollars, you're permitted to do it. Ain onu yoidim, but we do not know im hilvo koidim lochain ayachaka. We don't know if he had previously lent him money. We don't know if he lent the money afterwards. Avol reino, we did see. Shelvo betamos shnasholish lemelech. We did see that he had lent him money the third year of the melech. Bim eina dayonim yoidim beize chodesh omat hamelech. If the dayonim will not know when he became king, ein lahavchin, you can never figure out im tamos koidim lekislev, bim kislev koidim letamos. I don't know the seder. If Tammuz is before Kislev, and this is a posel shtar, if Kislev is before Tammuz, I'm sorry, if Tammuz is before Kislev, so it's a kosher shtar. Im Kislev koidim le Tammuz, it's a posel shtar. Im shnos imas cheles bein Tammuz le Kislev, if he became king between Tammuz and Kislev, nimtza Kislev koidim le Tammuz. So then it comes out that in the Seder, Kislev comes before Tammuz b'chol shnoisov. Kislev always comes before Tammuz. So then it is
a posel shtav. Ve'im omad ben Kislev l'Tammuz, if he became king between Kislev and Tammuz, nimtza Tammuz koydim l'Kislev b'chol shnoiso. But I don't know when he became king, so I don't know if this is a kosher shtar or a posel shtar. Abu ba'achshav, shekovu nisin Rosh Hashanah. Now that we know that it becomes Rosh Hashanah every nisin, la'oilam Tammuz koydim l'Kislev, so now we know Tammuz is always before Kislev, the year starts with Nisan, Tammuz is before Kislev, so now it's a kosher ishtar. V'tzorich leforish, so Tosis adds on, we have to say, shahoydu ha-malve v'ha-loive shalvo achasi, the malve and loive were moide that this halvor that was in Tammuz, this was the halvor that the shtar was written on. If they don't say this, how can we take these two things for granted? That the halvor that they saw Tammuz was the halvor that the shtar was written on. So Taisu says, we have to say it's speaking about that the malve and loive are both moide, that the halvor was in Tammuz, the shtar was written in Kislev, but the Dayonim don't know if Tammuz is before Kislev or Kislev is before Tammuz. V'hashte mashme l'peirish akuntaris. Now Rashi says as follows. Rashi says, I wouldn't know if it's a kosher ishtar or it's a posel ishtar, but since they made a takone that Rosh Chodesh is Nisan, so now I know it's a kosher ishtar. So weißt du es von Rashi, mashme l'peirish akuntaris, misofik, what would the halacha be if I don't know? Hayinu choish ben oisei mugde. Weißt du es von Rashi, if I don't know, if it's a kosher ishtar or a posel ishtar, you could not use the shtar. Ilav dekobu nisin Rosh Hashanah. That's the lashon of Rashi. Rashi says, now that they made this takone, now I know it's a kosher ishtar. Shedei kein onu yoidim boy shehu mi'uchel. Through this I know it's a good shtar. The efshe loimar kein, so Tosfos is choylik on Rashi, then on the ein lonu livsel shum shtar misofik. So Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos says you can't pasel a shtar if you don't know if it's a pasel a shtar. Kidemuchach bereish echod dinei momenis, de komar shtar shezmanoi kosuv beechod benissen beshmite. The Gemara says as follows in Sanhedrin. A shtar that was written, this man ashtar was the first day of Nisan Bishmite. Ubo Eidim v'omru, and Eidim come and say, Haich atem eidim al shtar, so they come to the Eidim achsumim al ashtar. The shtar was written in New York, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so they come and they want to be mazim the Eidim. V'aloi ba'oise yoim imonu ha'yisem. You were with us that day. So the halacha is shtar kosher ve'edav ksheirim chayshinam shema ichu v'kisvu. You don't pass on the shtar. You say that the date of the shtar does not mean that they're saying that the halvo was taker Rosh Chodesh Nisan. For practical purposes, the halvo could be was Rosh Chodesh Ador. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they were in Florida. But could be the shtar was written Rosh Chodesh Ador. Harei she'onu toilem lahachshir misofik. We machshir ashtar misofik. Bechein beget poshut the komar shtar shezman oi kosov b'shabes oi b'yud b'tishrei kosher shani oima icheru v'kosvu. The Tosfos brings a gemore in get poshut. If a shtar was written, it was written on Shabbos, it says. Though it was written on Yom Kippur. So the halacha is it's a kosher ishtar because I also say that Mestamed, this man is not a correct man. Mestamed was written Erev Shabbos, was written Erev Yom Kippurim. They wrote a later date. So Memele, so Tosfos says that, so the Etzem Hanoche, the Etzem Hanoche that Rashi says that if without this takone it would be a posel ishtar, so that Tosfos wishes to disagree with Rashi. Let's just skip this. A complicated Tosfos. Let's just see two more kash. Let's skip one line to the next line, the four lines towards the end of that line. Here Tosfos asks, Umiyu iker perushei teima. The whole pshat, the way Rashi learns pshat, is teima gedoyla. She'osu takone. Chazal meira takone. The whole necessity of the takone is pen yishkichu kol ha'oilom. No one is going to remember Mosai Omad HaMelech. No one is going to remember when he became king. V'chein seifer shekosev kol ha'yom shtoris is a seifer who writes every day shtoris. Heich yishkach. How could it be such a thing? Tosfos does not like them. It's Chazal made a takone. This, and the whole case that Rashi brings down is a very, very weird case. Let's again skip over. We shouldn't get into the Gemara Bava Metzia. Let's go to how Tosfos learns Pshat in the Gemara. V'nire, that is, if we look to the right, it says Hagoa Sabach, the line that starts Imoy Ela B'shtari Hakno, V'nire. This now we'll learn Tosfos Pshat. V'nire, the Nafke Mine. So Tosfos has a different Pshat in the Gemara. L'shitre Choyv Hamugdomim Hainu. The problem was a more practical problem. Kegoyim. Im Omad HaMelech Be'echot B'nissen. If the king became king, Be'echot B'nissen. Yeah, he became, if we would go according to the years of the king, he became king Rosh Chodesh Nissen. K'shiyagia Echot B'nissen Ache, it'll come now next year, Yishkach HaSoifer V'yisber V'ishtakeit Omat HaMelech B'shnayim B'nissen. The Soifer who is writing Shtoris could very easily forget the exact date when he became king. He could think that he became king the second day of Nisan. That could be. The Ovid Inish the Toy Chadyoim. A person can make a mistake in a day. Is therefore, so he knew he became king Nisan. He might think that he became king Beis Nisan. So Memele, now he's going to write a shtal Rosh Chodesh Nisan. V'yichtoy be'echod b'nissen b'shana rishayna lemelech. He's making a small mistake. He thinks that the king became king beis nissen, so he's going to write the shtar that this is Rosh Chodesh Nissen, the first year of the king. V'nimtza shtar ze mukdim shana shleima. So it comes out the shtar is 1 year. The Zman of the Shtar is 1 year before the Halvor. Shehi Shonishniya. It is really, since the king became king, Rosh Chodesh Nissen. So now this is Rosh Chodesh Nissen of the second year. And because of this slight mistake, the Sefer will make a Shtar, which is a Shtar Mukdim a year earlier. Because of Rishayna. So they'll mourn from all the Lekuches. They're writing, in the shtar it says that the shtar was written the first year of the king, which in reality means last Chodesh Nissen, and because of the slight mistake, the Sefer wrote it this Chodesh Nissen, so Memele, it could come out a tremendous calamity, and this toys is, a person can make a mistake in a day. Avol Achshav Shekovu Nissen Rosh Hashanah, but now that there's a set zman, who doesn't matter when he became king. As soon as it becomes Rosh Chodesh Nissen, it's a new year. So there won't be any calamity. Last year he became king. The second day Nissen, Kshemagia Nissen, Acher, Maschilin, Limnes Loishon Acheres. You can start counting from the next year. So, Kaponim, that is the Machloikis, Rashi in Tosfos, why Chazal held it necessary to make a set zman when the Shnas HaMelech switches and it's considered a Rosh Hashanah. Let us go to the next Tosfos. Shitrei Choyva Mugdamim Psulim, B'shila Izen Neshech Perish Bekuntres Psulim Ligvei Mishabdi Avomim Nechori Govi, Rashi says in Bob Metzion, it would seem from Rashi, be also the same thing, that they passel the shtar, you can't mon from lekuchas with the shtar. But you could use the shtar to mon from the loive. Tosis learns the shtar is completely possible. It's a worthless piece of paper. If the loive will tell you, I never borrowed a penny, the loive is believed. That's how Tosis learns shat, shitrei choiva mukdamim psulim. Let us go further in the Gemara. Tanu Rabbonim. Melech she'omad, now it's not so difficult. Melech she'omad be'esrim v'tisha ba'oda. A person became king the 29th day of Adar. Kivin, this is a baraisa. Kivin shehigia echad benissen. So he was king one day. Kivin shehigia echad benissen, as soon as it becomes Rosh Chodesh Nissen, also loy shana. So we consider his first year had ended. That was a quick year of ruling, and he's starting his second year. Vim loy amad ela be'echad benissen. What if he became king a day later? Ein meinin loy shana ad shehigia nissen achad. Then his second year starts from the next year Nissan. That's what the Baraisa says. Now the Gemara is going to explain this Baraisa. Omar Mam. Melech she'omad be'esrim v'tisha ba'odah. A melech became king the 29th day of Odah. Kivin she'igia echad benissin also lo'ishonim. So we say that the first year ended and the second year starts. Haka mashmalon. So this Baraisa is telling us two halachas. Halacha number one, the Nissen Rosh Hashanah Limlochim. That as soon as it becomes Rosh Chodesh Nissen, this is the Rosh Hashanah, this is the beginning of the second year. One halacha. It's telling us another halacha also, the Yom Echad Bishone Choshuv Shone. Also, that since he was a king for one day, we can consider that's a year already, and we can say that Rosh Chodesh Nissen starts the second year. Ve'im loy omad ela be'echad benissen. But what is if he became king Rosh Chodesh Nissen? Ein meinin loy shone ad sheyegia nissen achad. But if he became king Rosh Chodesh Nissen, then he has to wait a year in order to consider the second year. Fregt die Gemara Pshita. What's the Chiddush? That's Poshet. The first halacha was we understood the Chiddush that he was only a king for one day, and we consider Yom Echad B'Shana Choshev Shana. We say he was a king a year, and this is the second year. That's a Chiddush. Rashi in the Mishnah didn't say that. Rashi in the Mishnah said he was king Shvat Odo. So the Baraisa tells us, after he became king Choftes Odo, it's also considered the second year from Rosh Chodesh Nissen. The Baraisa is telling us a Chiddush. But what is the second halacha in the Baraisa telling us? He became king Rosh Chodesh Nissen, so the second year will start next Rosh Chodesh Nissen. Novos, what else should be? Pshita. So the Gemara says, no, there's something missing. Loitzriche de imnu alei me'odah. It is speaking about that the Sorim, there was a haskame from the Sorim that this person should become king Rosh Chodesh Odah. The Sorim came together, they came to an agreement that this person is going to become king. The agreement was Rosh Chodesh Adar. After this agreement, they won't change their minds. There was Askome. He's elected to be king. But the coronation, we're speaking about Malchei Yisrael. There's a procedure. There's a ceremony how a Malchei Yisrael becomes king. You have to be Moshiach and B'Shemen. There's halachas. He was speaking about Malchei Yisrael. He becomes king through a ceremony of Meshichi, Yemayshich, and B'Shemen. The ceremony was Rosh Chodesh Nissen. But the decision that he should be king, that already was Rosh Chodesh Adar. That means in the newspapers, they called him already the king. They know he's going to become king. So Memele, so the Shaila is, so if Lamaisa, we know he's going to become king. So I would have a Havamine, so this Yediyah, even though halachically he didn't get a Shemelech, maybe we should consider already this Minui from the Sarim. We should consider this Minui Ke'ilu, he's already, we know that he's going to be the king, so we should consider that he became king from Rosh Chodesh Adol, and Rosh Chodesh Nissan should make it the second year. It's Gamash Milon. That's what Tzicha Dimna Lei Ma'odo. Ma'odo Ta'im Animna Lei Talt and Shnin. The Mini alone should be sufficient before the official coronation. Gamash Milon, that no. That Lamaise, in order to be Maina Ashana, he has to officially become king, which this is through Mashiach Hashem. Let us see Rashi. Also Loishone Klaima, Kolso Loishnosoi, after the Choftes Adol, his first year ended, Uma'ata Mainim Loishone Shniyim. Now you start the second year. That's the first halach of the Baraisa. My kamashmalon loy gersinen alaho kamashmalon. The Braise is coming to tell us nisin Rosh Hashanah l'mlochim. Now, what is the chiddush of the second halach in the Braise? The imnu olay nimnu vegamru hasorim l'mnoisoy. The sorim decided to appoint him that he would be a king. So I would think that this is sufficient, that in the shtaris already, Gabi the shtaris, we should write the shtaris according to this king, and we should say that this is the first year of the king, and Memele Nissen would make it the second year of the king. It's Kamash Milon, since there wasn't an official coronation, so his the shana starts Reish Chodesh Nissen.